You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of March, 2021. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And joined online today by Wes Adkins, a lead meteorologist with the National Weather Service there in Juneau. Hi, Wes.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
How are y'all
doing in Petersburg?
Nice, beautiful, sunny, cold day here at the moment.
Yeah. I heard y'all had some snow the other day.
Yeah, just some dustings here and there and nothing major. So what's this weather pattern we've been in for the past few days here?
Yeah, well, last weekend, I know we kind of began with some really sunny conditions across the region. I know it got down into the low to mid 40s down in Petersburg, but that said, you know, it was really cool and dry. So usually when, as we go into spring like this in March, we typically see a lot more what we call diurnal spread in the temperature. So like meaning the morning temperatures are a little crisp, whereas the afternoons are really nice to go out and enjoy a walk or do anything outdoors, and you get lots of snow melting if you are in an area with lots of snow. So no different for Petersburg. I see you had like low to mid 40s for highs and upper 20s for lows. And then sometime early this week, we had a boundary kind of sink south and set up on top of you guys and gave you some snow showers. I did see that the Petersburg Airport reported about 3.5 inches on the 8th, and that was Monday, I do believe. I was working that day, and I know a lot of your listeners are probably snow lovers, but a lot of your listeners as well might be sun lovers. I hate to tell them this, but the rest of the panhandle was sunny that day.
Oh, wow. Just us.
And you and Wrangell were under precipitation bans. I think it was more rain in Wrangell and a little more snow for where you were. And then that slowly disintegrated yesterday. I think you did have some sun, but not as much sun as the rest of us because you had a little more clouds and, you know, but it was still a nice day, I hear.
It was. So is that expected to continue, or we have any changes coming up?
Well, I got to say, we've got some complex weather on our way, and definitely complex for you all. We do have a front coming in with some snow showers for the northern panhandle. Now, that's well away from Petersburg. But you could be on the tail end of it. So we've got you down for maybe 2 to 3 inches of light snow, probably late tonight into early tomorrow morning. So that is definitely a possibility, but our confidence isn't the best. That said, we also are looking at a new, what we call a developing wave, headed towards Dixon Entrance and the southern panhandle. We placed winter storm watches for Prince of Wales Island into the Ketchikan area. Right now, we've left Petersburg and Wrangell out, but that's something to monitor. We may have to put you under a winter weather advisory of some sort for some, you know, accumulating snow, possibly up to 4 inches. And that would be maybe Thursday night. But likewise, if that system heads a little farther to the east, then you might be high and dry. So it's definitely a low confidence forecast for us. That said, looking towards the weekend, we are looking at potentially a high pressure ridge kind of nosing upwards into the southeast panhandle. And that generally means a little drier weather. We put in some partly sunny skies for this weekend, but we still left like a chance of snow showers, so it could go either way. So definitely be in touch with us. You can always go to our website at weather.gov/Juneau to get our information for our forecast. And also stay tuned for KFSK, because I know you guys broadcast it every day. You had asked about temperatures. You know, we've got, you know, I noted that it was a pretty complex system, and we've got this giant low, and your listeners don't really have to understand what it means, but it's basically a cold low pressure aloft over the eastern Gulf of Alaska, and that thing is going to sit there probably through the weekend, And so we are looking for seasonably cool temperatures. I say seasonable because it's definitely cooler than what we had last weekend. We're looking for highs, you know, in the 30s, but potentially getting down into the 20s and maybe even lower if we clear out. So definitely chilly weather for this time of year, chilly to normal conditions, which is not something we tend to see these days.
Yeah. How about on the water for winds? Anything significant coming through with any of these systems as people head out to go fishing in various places?
For sure, for sure. Right now, we've got a lot of southerly winds in the central inner channels. We're not looking at significant winds, although we will have to watch Stephen's Passage tonight for the possibility of small craft advisory. That said, you know, as we go into the weekend, we're looking for a wind shift from south to north. But right now, we're not expecting significant outflow winds, so not the really cold, gusty stuff. But should that wave down south turn sharper, we could be looking at stronger winds.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks for the time, Wes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Anytime, Joe. Take care down there in Petersburg.